Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 23rd, 2021. Today is Tuesday in the fifth week of Lent. We are continuing our read through the Farewell Discourse, which spans over chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17 in the Gospel of John. We're still in the 15th chapter today. And Jesus has been saying to his disciples over and over again about the coming of the Spirit. And at one point he says, "It is to your advantage that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Advocate, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the Spirit will not come." The Spirit is being sent to the community, and the Spirit will be present to the community as a reminder of their connection to Jesus. A little later in our reading today, Jesus says, "I've got a lot of things left to tell you, but you can't bear them right now. But the Spirit, when the Spirit comes, the Spirit will guide you into all truth." Truth and true, those words show up all over the Gospel of John once we begin looking for them. Truth and what truth means and how truth is embodied, those are key themes throughout this Gospel. We got a hint of it way back at the prologue, John chapter 1, where the writer says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Well, what does it mean when Jesus says the Spirit will guide us into all truth? Well, I've been thinking a lot about that, and we worry a lot, it seems, in mainline Christian circles when we wrestle with texts in the Bible. Was it true? Is it true? How truthful is it? We're very concerned about the word that I give it, facticity. In other words, could this be something that actually happened in real time and with real people, and it's 100% verifiable, and we know for a fact that it's not made up by someone along the way? And I would suggest that as long as we're focused only on facticity, we have a pretty narrow vision of what truth is. The Spirit will guide us into all truth, Jesus says. And then I remembered, as I was thinking about this, something that way back in my early adulthood, when I was working at a service station, back when service stations weren't self-serve, we had this process from time to time. Someone would come in with a out-of-whack tire, and we had what was called a truing machine. You'd put the tire on the machine, and it would slowly rotate the tire, and you would shave off, using the machine, you would shave off the high points, because tires don't wear out evenly. You'd shave out the high points, and you would add weights to one side or the other to sort of make sure that the tire was tracking correctly. So you would track it, and then you would make sure that the rubber across the surface of the tire was even. Truing is what we called it. I wonder if maybe what the Spirit's work amongst individual believers and in the church is not so much telling us facts, but guiding us into a way of living true to the gospel, a way of living true to the teachings of Jesus. Now, I'm not at all diminishing the fact that Christians need to be truthful, honesty, and the like. But what I'm wanting to think about today and inviting you to reflect upon is, how does the Spirit balance us out as followers of Jesus? How does the Spirit shave off those uneven parts of our souls? How does the Spirit true us to live in accordance with the best of who God is calling us to be? Certainly easy these days to get a spiritual wobble. Certainly easy in these days to go completely off track. Certainly easy to lose sight of who we're called to be and how we're called to live. I think this is an opportunity for people like us. When we become aware of how out of whack we are, how off balance we are, how we have deviated from the true nature of the gospel, it's an opportunity to seek the Spirit. Maybe have the Spirit put us up on the spiritual maintenance device and balance us out a little bit. Now, like every metaphor or illustration, don't push that too far, but I'm inviting us today to think about what it means to have the Spirit of Truth accompany us. The Spirit of Truth that guides us, that loves us, that shelters us, that comforts us, and the Spirit of Truth that helps us see Jesus, who is the Word made flesh, who was filled with grace and truth. Let us pray. Almighty God, through the incarnate Word, you have caused us to be born anew of an imperishable and eternal seed. Look with compassion upon those who are being prepared for holy baptism, and grant that they may be built as living stones into a spiritual temple acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.